Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 3rd, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Bright Payments and Shopware team up for instant payments across Europe. Bright Payments, a provider of instant bank payments, has teamed up with Shopware, an e-commerce platform in Europe, to introduce open banking-based instant payments to businesses across the continent. Alibank introduces Samsung Pay. Alibank, a financial institution, has unveiled the launch of Samsung Pay, marking a significant stride in providing convenience and security to its clients. SumUp raises 1.5 billion euros. SumUp has raised 1.5 billion euros from private credit lenders in a round led by Goldman Sachs to refinance existing debt and seize global growth opportunities. Bank of Thailand to launch QR code cross-border payments to India. The Bank of Thailand has announced its initiative to launch secure and fast QR code cross-border payments between Thailand and India by Q3 2024. BriskPay raises $5 million in a seed funding round. India-based cross-border payments platform BriskPay has raised US$5 million in a seed funding round led by online payment solutions provider PayU. DNA Payments and Aero Commerce join forces. DNA Payments, an omnichannel payments company, has partnered with Aero Commerce aiming to provide online retailers with high-performance, simple, unified payments. EBL, MasterCard launch prepaid card for medical tourism. Bangladesh-based Eastern Bank, EBL, has partnered with MasterCard to launch a dual-currency prepaid card for medical tourism in India. Salmon Group partners with ECPay to expand payment channels. Salmon Group has announced a collaboration with electronic payment systems provider ECPay, with the aim of enhancing its payment channel solutions. Swisscard chooses TapiX for MasterCard AN4569 compliance. Swisscard has partnered with FinTech TapiX to comply with MasterCard AN4569 while augmenting the user experience. EU Parliament to institute additional AML laws. The European Parliament has passed a suite of anti-money laundering, AML, regulations that target several financial services and entities, including cryptocurrency. Namibia signs on for India's UPI tech. The Bank of Namibia has called in NPCI International Payments to help the Southern African country develop an instant payments system based on India's hugely successful UPI. IFC and SOC Gens Romania deal marks sustainable finance milestone. Societe Generale, SOC Gen, and the International Finance Corporation, IFC, have signed a collaboration framework agreement to bolster sustainable finance in developing countries. FCA boss invited to UK Parliament to address naming and shaming plans. The head of the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has been summoned to Parliament to explain why work on the regulator's naming and shaming proposal has not been halted. SVB Financial to sell VC business, SVB Capital. SVB Financial Group has announced that its venture capital business, SVB Capital, will be sold to an entity affiliated with Pinegrove Capital Partners. Zopa Bank hits 4 billion in customer deposits. In just under 4 years since the former peer-to-peer lender received its banking license, Zopa Bank has amassed 4 billion in customer deposits. Permira to take majority stake in BioCatch. PE firm Permira is buying a majority position in BioCatch in a deal that values the Israeli behavioral biometrics company at $1.3 billion. Lunar appoints experienced fintech player Tim Brook as chairman. Experienced international fintech player Tim Brook Tom joins Nordic bank challenger Lunar as the new chairman of the Lunar Group board. Ares partners with Nomo Bank. Ares has partnered with Nomo Bank, the UK-based Sharia-compliant digital bank, in order to incorporate the latter's mortgage products in its suite of solutions. STC Bahrain integrates Samsung Wallet for contactless payments. STC Bahrain has expanded its contactless payment options for customers by integrating Samsung Wallet into its services. WorldPay launches Tap to Pay on iPhone. Payment facilitators working with the WorldPay PayFac suite of services to operate their payments services can now enable Tap to Pay on iPhone for their merchants. Chase rolls out digital tools for small businesses. Chase announced today a series of new product innovations designed to help small business owners overcome some of their biggest pain points. League data brings Mambu Tech to Canadian credit unions. A first for the Canadian financial industry, League Data, the CIO and technology partner for Atlantic Credit Unions, announced today that they have successfully converted Brunswick Credit Union to the Mambu cloud-based banking platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.